For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
I've got a very guilty conscience.
I think you only have it because if I never discovered this, you would have completely gone under the radar and never brought this up again.
Yeah, but... well, you brought it up and it's brought up the guilt again. I was ready to move on.
We're about to make a phone call live on air to your mother, Irene Reaney, because yesterday I broke the news to you that I caught you in a family lie because you were chatting to your mum on the phone on loudspeaker, and I was kind of like going, oh, hey, Reaney, like I've met your mum once or twice and I just wanted to say g'day. And I went to go, oh, your bloody ungrateful daughter, Davo here, making your life pretty hard in the lead up to Christmas, banging on about how she hates all the cold meats that you're
going
to serve.
Well, before you got to that, I told you to shut up because I hadn't said anything to her. Even though she does listen to the show, she obviously missed every single time in the lead up to Christmas that I talked absolute rubbish about her, screaming that she was going to serve me nothing but cold meats for Christmas.
Because you turned to me and you said, she doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
And I was like, oh, clearly I've stepped on some toes here. But yesterday I thought it was great to bring your personal family issues to the radio show.
Oh, look, you've got to be so careful with this heat.
As a good example, because I think all of us sometimes, you know, we say, well, maybe it's about our siblings, maybe it's about our parents or, you know, these kind of things. And I wanted to offer you an opportunity now to call your mum live on air. People can listen to this and go, maybe, you know what, maybe I should talk to my family about something I've been mistruthful about. And hopefully you feel better at the end of this.
Oh, yeah.
And tell her that you were talking trash about her and cold meat Christmas.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All right. I mean, she's passive aggressive. This will come back
she's
to get me.
She's aggressive aggressive. So are you ready to ready to call her? Here we go.
Righto, Mum. How are you going?
Yeah, good. How are yourself? How's yourself?
We're up and about.
We are having an absolute ball. Reaney, hello. It is great to chat to you again.
Thank you.
Now, Reaney, we're going to cut straight to the chase here. I've got your daughter to call you because there is something that she needs to tell you because she's been hiding something from you, and I think it's time to face the truth. So what do you think, Davo?
Sure, I guess. Hey, Mum, I'm really sorry.
Yeah. Good start.
But for weeks leading up to Christmas, I was talking absolute shit about you on air.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's very.
Why would you do a thing like that?
Yeah, I know, Reaney. It's not nice, right? Is it? It's not good. It was about something in particular that was happening on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And I would say your daughter, lovely Lauren, spoke about this probably every day for 3 weeks. Do you have any idea what this could be about? Something about Christmas Day.
Oh, for goodness sakes, because it wasn't a hot meal.
She's on to you. She's on to you. Cold meat Christmas, Reaney.
I was foul about cold meat Christmas, and let me tell you, all of Geelong and the Bellarine know about it.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
And
for
you know,
goodness sakes.
And you know what? I felt pretty damn guilty when I got home, and 2 days before Christmas, you cooked me a roast.
Now, Reaney, the only reason I got Davo to call you live on the radio show was because she was on the phone to you the other day and I was kind of saying, oh, g'day, Reaney, in the background, and I was going to talk about Christmas, and and she looked at me and said, she doesn't know. And I didn't realise that this was a big secret, but cold meat Christmas was a huge thing in the lead up to Christmas Day last year. So do you accept your lovely daughter's apology for talking smack about you about cold meat Christmas?
Yeah, so I accept the apology and I'll make sure I get a hot meal next time, even if it is 40 degrees.
Oh, I'm so sorry. No, you don't need to do anything
it's not about
for me.
That. It's just about Davo. Maybe it's more of a reflecting moment for Davo on being more appreciative of whatever the meat temperature is.
Oh, for sure. Next time I'll heat the ham up.
Tim and Davo. I want to talk about two very well-known celebrities. I'm talking Ed Sheeran, I'm talking Post Malone.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the bigger names over the last 10 years, they've become quite close friends. And I guess when you're a celebrity, your friends are other celebrities, right?
Yeah, and I think Ed Sheeran, I think everyone wants to be his mate. He seems like a good bloke.
100%.
I trust him.
Because he'll be like, I'll write you a song. You watch your career change. Yeah. Like, and he's just like, Ed Sheeran's one of the biggest names out there. Post Malone's also like just had a crazy last decade as well.
Well, he's a country singer now.
100%. He's done a whole bunch of different genres. But they became really close. And one of the things they bonded over, like, you know how you just have like, oh, man, yeah, I really mess with that with this person. Mm-hmm. They both really love dinosaurs.
Yeah, and don't right.
Get, I love a dinosaur. Tell you what, like, my son, unfortunately, has gotten into dinosaurs. He'll be like,
unfortunately.
What? No, because I thought it'd be awesome. And then he's like, what's that?
Well, yeah.
What is that? You That's a silly. Great question. That's a Diplodocus. Saurus. Rex.
Yep.
Crazy after the big five you've ripped through of the ones you know that we all know.
Yeah.
And then it's like, come on, guys.
Well, like I said, I'm not a detailed gal, so I feel like that's all you need to know.
Yeah, that's a longy. That's a long neck one. But Ed Sheeran thought he would give his mate Post Malone, who has a shared love of dinosaurs, a bit of a gift. I think it is the most inconvenient thing that someone could do for you while being extremely generous.
Okay.
Because this thing would cost tens of thousands of dollars.
He didn't get him a real dinosaur, did he?
He got him, pretty much as close as you could, a real life-size vinyl Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Life-size.
Life-size.
Okay, so, I mean, I haven't met too many T-Rexes in my time, but tell me, how big is this
they
thing?
They are big. They are at like 10, 15 meters, we're talking. Like, what? Who could house this? Yeah. Where can you put that? Do you have to build an area? Like, yes, he's Post Malone. He's also rich and famous. Mm-hmm. I think even for Post Malone, that is extremely inconvenient.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's a big gift and it's a big swing if you don't know that they definitely want a life-size dinosaur.
What can you do even when you've got that? Great. Now I've got it. Awesome. It's an inconvenient gift.
Extremely inconvenient. It is too big. It is too gaudy. That's not it.
Because it's not like I think as well an inconvenient pet could, an inconvenient gift could be a pet.
Yes.
And then that's a responsibility. But this is like something else.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, what's the maintenance? How do you clean a vinyl life-size replica of a Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Yeah, as you said, inconvenient gift. I am guilty of giving someone an inconvenient gift.
You're the Ed Sheeran. So you Post Malone somebody. What did you do?
Well, my friend had a baby that was about 2 years old, and I thought, you know what this kid needs? No, not a drum kit. A DJ deck.
No, I've seen these. It's very quickly you find other parents where you go, oh, I'll get them this thing. Like, do they like guitar? They're like, you do that and you just wait.
Well, I thought it was
ruin your life.
I thought it was brilliant. I mean, it was great to see the kid at 2.5 years old telling everyone to put their hands up.
Yeah, you know, it's the morning.
Rave party.
I know. Nah, that's an inconvenient gift.
Mm.
On the phones, 522-322-955, tell us about the inconvenient gifts. Did you give it? Did you receive it? Sarah in Leopold has given us a call. Sarah, I know Davo gave her mate their baby like a DJ set.
Deck.
So, like, you know, hitting this at like 4 a.m. Was yours more inconvenient than that?
I'm not sure anything is more inconvenient than that.
Nah, the kid was talented. Says, and put your hands up.
Grew up to be Dom Dollar. Sorry, Sarah. What was the inconvenient gift you received?
Well, my mate is an artist, and he painted me a massive canvas painting for my home, and it is so bad.
Aww, okay, so what are we looking at? One, I want to know how big this thing is, and two, I want to know what is on it.
Yeah, because art's subjective.
Of course.
So it's like 1.5 meters by 1.5 meters. It's massive, big. And you guys would have seen it before. It's the monkey with the headphones on.
Oh.
You've seen it before.
Yeah, I've seen it at those the cheap art places. Oh. So like, you know, like they're like posters that they put in a frame.
Yeah.
So, or a monkey with some headphones on. Are you a
That's
fan
how I feel
of,
sometimes.
Yeah. Are you a fan of monkeys? Is this something that you've shared? Is it at least nice color?
No, and it's rainbow, and it's so bright, and it's the worst. I hate this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? But it's up in your house. Where did you end up putting it up?
It's in the spare room.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The second spare.
Yeah, second spare.
The second spare.
Like if someone's visiting and then someone else decides to pop in, so, then they're seeing it.
I mean, what do you do with this? Does your mate come over often that you feel like you have to keep it up and about?
Well, not often enough, but I don't know. I don't know, Davo. I don't know what to do with this.
It's a guilt.
When they visit, it gets a prime spot in the living room.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Heading to your motherland, Germany, for this next story.
Okay.
Sorry to expose you like
that's
that.
That's all right. Well, Bolch, that's my surname. It's got to be from there. But yeah. That's
look,
all right.
There is a new trend emerging in Germany. It's a practice where people go for walks, obviously normal, yeah. All good. Sometimes they'll be holding leashes, pretty normal.
Yeah, you walk a dog or...
Yeah, except this is without the dog. It is called hobby dogging.
Hobby dogging. I know it's not inappropriate, but hobby dogging,
yeah, I know.
As two words in a row, I'm not a huge fan of.
It feels like a throwback
it's
to
like,
the 90s.
Like, you can't say that. What were you doing on the weekend? I was hobby dogging.
And some people still are, and that's right. Okay for them. But we are talking about this particular hobby dogging in Germany where you're walking around with leashes without a dog. And basically, it's for people who want the community or feeling like they have a dog without the vet bills, without having to clean up after them,
yeah.
Or without the general expenses of food and looking after them and time commitment.
Yes. So, like, as a dog owner myself, I've got a Kelpie by the name of Remy. She's beautiful. She's, like, 8 or 9 years old. I love her so much. But the sometimes, like, the amount of dog poo, the cost of food, and you go, no, I signed up for this, whatever. I love it. It's great. But this is the responsibility of having a dog. But I've never... wanted to go for a walk and chat to other dog people without my dog present.
Well, these people do, and they absolutely love it. There is even a little town north of Stuttgart. Stuttgart. Where people can actually go and get professional guidance on how to walk with their imaginary dog.
So are the leads like, are they like stiff and rigid? Like it's like, because I've seen those and it's like the collar is hovering, yes. Like a stick almost. So it's not just like they're dragging it behind them.
Yeah, that'd be stupid, Tim.
Sorry,
that'd
my
be
bad.
So
my bad.
Stupid.
So it's like, yeah, it's like the dog's invisible, essentially. Yes,
essentially.
And so the people are getting training, walking. Is anyone hobdogging? No, that's no,
careful,
weird.
Careful. Yeah, yeah. Hobdogging is definitely something else.
Hobby dogging in Geelong, 5223295. Is there a hobby dog community?
Well, I feel like if we're going to start this like with dogs, like we could take this to other things as well. Like, I mean, like if I really wanted to pretend to have an imaginary boyfriend, like I guess you can now. Like it's fine. Like, well, I don't know. I wouldn't put a leash on them, of course, because that's crazy.
I don't even think in your imagination he'd be enough.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
I want to talk about one of the most recognisable Australians. Used to be on the project, doing heaps, don't have to get into the specifics, Carrie Bickmore.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
She's busy.
Yeah, she's
right
booked and busy.
Busy right now.
Right this second, I believe, she's on the job.
And she's in that level of Australian celebrity where if she just does a thing that's in public... that's a news story.
Yeah.
And I would like to bring something like that to the show today.
Okay.
Because you know what bloody Carrie Bickmore's done?
What's she done now?
This.
Not mispronounced Qantas, has she? Not again.
Not again. Can relate. no, she's bloody gone to a wedding. Can you believe?
Yeah,
Carrie Bickmore has gone to a wedding. It's not on. It's not nice. It's not right. Okay. But something's happened at the wedding and people are saying, that's not on. That's not right.
What's happened?
A lot of people are unhappy with the colour of the dress.
Oh no, she's worn a white dress to the wedding.
Not white. It's a champagne.
Oh.
Which, to a lot of people that run media outlets, Davo, is way too close to white for their liking. And it's obviously a bold, brazen choice to take the spotlight away from the other bride or the bride. Stealing the limelight has been what it's called. But it was a champagne frock and people aren't happy, mate.
I'm having a look at this, the frock in question. And look, it's flash. So it's not quite giving bridal, but it is pretty flash.
It could be bridesmaid.
It could be bridesmaid. I think she's fine. Champagne is fine. Champagne showers, even great. A great song by LMFAO.
I'm going to say something controversial.
Mm.
I think we are getting closer to a time and an age where wearing white to a wedding is totally appropriate.
Absolutely not.
We are charging. We're sprinting then.
Absolutely
2027,
not.
It's happening.
I have a friend that's getting married soon. And the mother-in-law has gone to a bridal shop to pick out her dress.
Nah, that's gangster.
And guess what?
That's gangster.
It's white with blush underneath. But because it's got the blush, she thinks she can get away with
What's
it.
Blush?
Let me tell you, that bride is foul about it. Yeah. Blush is like a light pink. Okay, no, no, cool. No, but white, but light pink.
Oh, right. Mm. Okay. Because I've been to two weddings where someone's worn white that wasn't the bride. And
it was you.
I didn't know.
That's why you're bringing this to the table.
Well, if you saw how that dress looked on me, you also would have worn it. You would have told me, you know what? It's worth it. Your hips look incredible, Tim. Mm. But I will go straight to like my wife and like she'll be chatting with her friends. And I'll be like, oh my God, did you see that person?
Yeah.
Wearing white. Who knew anything now? Who is it? Oh, that's her auntie.
See?
Oh my God.
You're an absolute bitch. You are.
I love it.
You're but, elated right now.
But no one at mine and my wife's wedding, no one wore white. To like have, I was kind of looking forward to it so we can look back at the day and be like, what a perfect date. Can you believe so and so? I still think about it to this day. Mm-hmm. I think we're getting there.
We're not. I can tell you what, there's nothing that will get you, anyone offside like wearing white to someone else's wedding.
It's Tim and Davo.
I'm not proud of it, but every now and then I do get sucked into buying something from Temu.
I've never, like, it's a weird, it's not even a flex, but because of all the stuff I've heard about it, never bought anything off Shein or Temu. Can't speak on behalf of my wife. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's coming in and out of our house, but I have never had to, so, but you just hear things. But it's like, it's really cheap though, isn't it?
Yeah, I've literally bought two things from there, to be honest. It's like, I don't go nuts, but it's enough for Temu to know that it has its mitts on me.
Oh, and it goes, we got her.
We've got her.
Right. And is it, if you buy a certain thing, is it going, well, this is what she's into?
I don't think so. It's a pretty strange algorithm it comes out with. But okay. I want to talk about how aggressive the marketing is. Now, if anyone has the Temu app on their phone or they have purchased from them before and you've got their notifications on, they are hitting me up more than anyone in my life.
Okay.
Like multiple times.
Should I be reaching out?
Absolutely
just
not.
Just checking. It's meant to be Tim, not Temu. It's reaching out to you.
Crazy. I'm talking 5-6 times a night. My mum is a stickler for it. I had to have a go. I had to delete it from her phone, to be honest.
Because she was getting it and like looking online
and stuff. Yes, as soon as the notification comes up, she's like, oh, what else could I buy? Absolute crap is what you can buy.
Yeah, you don't need it.
Yeah, it's not good. But I will go through some of the products that I've been suggested because it is pretty outrageous.
Are you feeling hurt by these?
Not so much hurt. Just like I'm confused as to who Temu thinks I am.
Okay. Let's
and they
a
are
walk.
A little bit, I will just explain before we get into them. They are a little bit, like when I'm saying the names of them, you sort of have to fill in blanks. It's just strange. Like for instance, the first one, duck gloves, silly goose gloves, funny stretchy animal mittens, poor gloves, weird toys, ducks. And that's in a notification via email. And when I looked into it, it was literally a mitten that looked like a duck.
Duck's mouth. Like your.
To be fair, was funny.
Like that's fun.
Another one. Super large rubber mouth prop for parties. Fake lips, giant things. Prank items. It was literally a sort of almost like a mask that you'd wear during COVID, but it was giant lips.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Yep. Another one I got, which I thought was quite interesting, which, oh, this is a bit of fun. A chicken bucket hat. Funny hats for women. And it just looks like a roast chook that you wear on your head. Now, these two I thought were a little bit interesting. So one I got here was for a low-cut vest, silicone breasts for women.
Right. Oh, so it's like if you want to have... It's larger.
What it looks like is a bib.
Oh,
a silicone bib.
Yeah.
That you can tuck in. So it looks like you got a ripper set of norks, Porky Pigs, if you will.
I mean, unrelated, if you could send me that link, I think I would be an absolute jaw dropper walking into the office with a perfect set.
Honestly, incredible. I don't think anyone could handle it around here. And then this one, I was actually offended by it. And it was a novelty t-shirt. And it came up saying embarrassing t-shirts, cringe t-shirts. And the logo on there said only here to sniff chairs. Why?
That's classic Davo. Classic Davo. I've had to tell her to stop. If you're listening, she won't. You promised you'd stop.
Is that not awful?
That's weird. But then again, the only thing I've seen you buy recently from Tina was a hat with boobs on it. So maybe.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.